In Niagara Falls, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul said Tuesday that during his 2018 State of the State address, Cuomo will be proposing a $20 million investment to modernize the city's treatment plant. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister points out Cuomo's also committing $500,000 for the necessary engineering studies.
Christmas came early for all of us who love the Niagara River and want to protect its waters.
The commissioner of the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, Basil Sago, says it's not only an outdated plant, it was built to handle the outflow from the city's once-thriving chemical industry, not biological material. Sago says the $20 million is just for the first phase, and he says it's too early to tell how expensive it will be to complete the project.
And that's why they need to do the detailed engineering. Until they do that detailed engineering, we're not going to know what the ultimate tab is going to be. We know it's going to be significant, though. There isn't a sewage plant in the state that has this kind of service area and these conditions that isn't a significant financial burden.
Whatever the cost, Mayor Deister's optimistic that the Water Board will find the resources to accomplish the goal.
I think we saw back on July 29th that this is a critical project, not just in terms of the tourism industry here in Niagara Falls, but the way our whole region, you know, the Niagara River region, projects image to the world. Within 5 minutes, that dark water incident, you know, had found its way into social media in every corner of the globe. It's not the image that we want to project.
The studies could take more than a year to complete. So in the meantime, Sago says the Water Board's required to enhance employee training and conduct immediate repairs to improve treatment processes. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.